I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share an article written by Nancy Kearns. It's about a behavior many of us engage in, whether we want to admit it or not. My mom met her best friend when she was in high school, and they remained close friends until my mom's death in 2002. They met their husbands-to-be at about the same time, married within a year of each other, had a similar number of kids. They arranged for their two families to spend a lot of time together, and all of us kids became friends too. As we matured, we grew closer to our mom's best friends than we were to our genetic aunts. It wasn't until I was a young adult, however, that I noticed an interesting thing about the relationship between my mom and her best friend. As much as the two women took an interest in and genuinely loved each other's kids, they were sometimes very critical of the other's offspring and competitive in a deceptively subtle way about their own kids' accomplishments. For example, my brother was wild in his youth, and so was my mother's friend's son. But my mom overlooked the varied hijinks of her own delinquent boy, even as she criticized her friend's equally errant kid. And her friend was very forthcoming with criticism of my brother, but appeared to be perfectly proud of her own wayward son. It was odd. The only fly in the ointment of their close relationship. Their kids were the only thing they ever snarked at each other about. The only thing they had to agree not to discuss at times. I have my own kid. Well, he's an adult now, and my own close friends, and many of them have children, too. Any time I've felt the slightest bit critical of a friend's kid, I've been immediately reminded of the occasional tension and unhappiness between my mom and her friend because of some harsh remark about one of us kids, and I've quite deliberately zipped my lips. What's the point of saying anything? In the long run, my siblings and I turned out fine, and so did my mom's friend's kids. My friends' kids, even the spoiled rotten ones, are probably going to turn out fine, too. Given all this background, you'd think I'd know better than to say anything critical about my friends' dogs. But no, I'm an idiot. I'll bet a penitent one. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a reminder of some great values that await your pets at Kibbles and Gifts. Check out the Raindrop Drinking Fountain by Pioneer Pet, starting at $59.99. This encourages cats to drink water, helping to avoid urinary tract infections and other health complications common in senior cats. Imported sushi ware bowls and dishes from Japan, starting at just $3.99. These dishes make the perfect bowl for the smaller, furry members of your household. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to an article by Nancy Kearns about being critical about your friends' kids, even the furry ones. I once greeted a friend I hadn't seen for months with, "Oh my goodness, your dog is fat. What happened?" It took me a few weeks to realize that my friend hadn't been returning my calls or emails since that visit. When I called to ask her if anything was wrong, she admitted her feelings had been hurt by my comment about her dog's condition. I had to reflect. Why had I felt free to say something like that about her dog? I never would have made a similar remark about her weight or one of her children. I apologized, and then I did it again. 2 summers ago, I helped one of my cousins adopt a Labradoodle from a local shelter. I frequently see photos and videos of the dog on Facebook and in texts, but I hadn't seen the dog for a year or so. When I visited the cousin recently and she answered the door with the dog at her side, I did it again. "Oh my gosh, she's so fat," I blurted without thinking. I won't even mention how I couldn't help but make helpful but unsolicited comments about how another friend could train her dog to stop humping every other dog he meets, or how my sister could reduce her dog's yapping at the door. Forehead smack and apologies. Well, I think we all have fallen into this trap of being critical. Every one of us has the best dog or cat in the world. This article is a good reminder to keep our lips zipped when it comes to critiquing our friends' pets. Until next time, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.